Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at a document someone shared with us. It's a simplified guide to the first home finance subsidy.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one.
Our mission here is, well, to quickly break down the key things. Who's eligible, what you can use the money for, and crucially, how they figure out the subsidy amount for first-time buyers.
Absolutely. And look, if you're trying to buy your first home, you know the deposit and all those upfront costs are often the biggest barrier, maybe even more than the monthly payments sometimes.
Right.
So the subsidy is aimed squarely at that problem, but only for people in a specific income bracket. And the way it scales back based on income, that's the really fascinating part, strategically speaking.
Okay, so let's unpack that financial side first. What's the absolute income window we're talking about here?
The source is very clear. Your total gross household income, and this includes any housing allowance you might get, has to be between R3,501 and R22,000 a month.
So R3,501 minimum, R22,000 maximum.
That's the entry gate, yes. But inside that gate, how much help you get really depends on where you sit on that scale. It works inversely.
Meaning the less you earn, the more subsidy you potentially get.
Exactly. It's designed to give the biggest boost to those earning the least within that bracket. So someone right down at the bottom end earning, say, between R3,501 and R3,700 a month.
Yeah.
They could qualify for almost R170,000. Just under R169,300, to be precise, according to the table.
Wow. Okay. R170,000 is... That's potentially life-changing for a deposit. But how quickly does that figure drop as income goes up?
Oh, quite sharply. That seems to be the clear policy intention here. If you're earning near the top end of that bracket, let's say, between R21,401 and R21,600, your subsidy amount drops significantly. We're talking just over R41,000. So you can see every extra rand you earn towards that R22,000 ceiling really reduces the potential support quite a bit.
Right. It phases out pretty fast. Now, beyond the money, there are some strict non-negotiable criteria, aren't there? The guide lists four key ones.
Yes. And they are absolute deal breakers. First, you've got to be a South African citizen or have permanent residency status.
Okay.
You also need to be over 18, obviously, and legally competent to sign contracts.
Makes sense.
Then there are the rules about your household and history. You have to be either married or, you know, living together as life partners, or if you're single, you must have financial dependents relying on you.
Okay, so not just any single person.
Correct. And the big one, you must never have owned residential property before, anywhere. And you can't have received a government housing subsidy in the past either. It's strictly for first-timers in both senses.
A completely clean slate property-wise.
Exactly. Now, looking at the bigger picture, how you can actually use this money is quite flexible, which is good. It's not just for buying a standard house off the market.
Right. The guide mentions options.
You can use it for an existing house or apartment, sure. Or, interestingly, you could buy a serviced residential plot of land.
Ah, okay, just the land.
Yes. But there's a condition there, specifically mentioned. For the Western Cape, you need to have been registered on their housing demand database for at least 3 years if you're just buying the site.
Good detail. And what about building?
That's covered, too. You can use the subsidy to build a house on a service site you own or acquire. But if you do that, your builder must be registered with the NHBRC.
The National Home Builder Registration Council. That's important for quality control.
Absolutely. It's a key protection.
Yeah.
And then there's how you actually finance the whole deal to get the subsidy. The document lists several ways.
Yeah, this part was interesting. Obviously, a standard mortgage loan is one way.
Right. The most common route, probably.
Yeah.
But also, a pension-backed loan is an option.
Or
a rent-to-buy agreement.
Rent-to-buy. So you lease it first, and part of your rent goes towards the purchase.
Essentially, yes. Your payments build up equity or count towards the price over time, according to the agreement. And then, perhaps surprisingly, cash. Exactly. Now, this applies mainly if the subsidy amount you qualify for is actually equal to or even more than the total purchase price of the property.
Which could happen at the lower income levels with that high subsidy amount.
Precisely. And another key point about flexibility. The subsidy isn't just for the purchase price itself. It can also be used to cover those extra costs, like transfer fees, bond registration costs.
Things that often catch first-time buyers out.
Yes, or even cover a shortfall in the bond amount, if needed.
Okay, but there's a catch with timing and how you paid, right? Especially regarding applying after the fact.
Yes, procedure is critical here. You can apply retrospectively, meaning after the property transfer has already happened, but only if you used an approved home loan for the purchase. and the transfer happened within the last 6 months.
So recent loan-based purchases might still qualify after the fact.
Correct. But, and this is crucial, if you bought the property using cash up front, you cannot apply retrospectively. That door is closed. You need to have applied beforehand if using cash, essentially when the subsidy covers the whole cost.
Okay, got it. So pulling this all together, what's the actual path for someone listening? They think they qualify. They've maybe got finance pre-approval. What next?
Well, once the finance part is secured, the application process itself goes directly through the Department of Infrastructure.
Okay.
The guide gives contact details, a Cape Town office address, a help desk number, website details to get that ball rolling.
Right. So the application is direct to the government department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this brings us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to really chew on.
Okay.
Given that this subsidy, for some applicants, could potentially cover the entire deposit, and maybe even those transfer and bond costs. Mm. How fundamentally does that shift the game plan for a first-time buyer who maybe only has very limited savings?
Yeah.
It's not just a bit of help. For those in that specific income bracket, it could completely change the feasibility and the strategy around saving for that initial down payment. It almost redefines what's needed up front.
That's a powerful point. It really lowers that initial barrier to entry quite dramatically for the target group.
It certainly aims to.